Think a minute. The former U.S. President, Harry Truman, had a reputation for being a very honest and loyal friend, no matter what the cost. One of Truman's friends, Tom Pendergast, helped Truman win his first election to public office as a county judge. However, Truman did not always agree with his friend's ways of doing business. One time, a group of dishonest businessmen wanted Pendergast to influence his friend, Judge Truman. But Pendergast responded, "Truman is the most stubborn man in the world. There isn't anything I can do." Eventually, Pendergast was put in jail for the crime of tax evasion. Years later, when Truman was Vice President of the United States, Pendergast died. Yet Truman still flew across America for the funeral. He said, "Even though we disagreed, we were still friends." True friendship is not based on what a friend does for you, but on what he means to you, even if you disagree with him. True friends say what's true, even if it hurts, because they care about what's right and best for your life. A true friend never gets in your way unless you're going down the wrong road. A proverb says, "Faithful are the wounds from a friend," just like a doctor sometimes must cut you to heal and save your life. True friends stab you in the front because they want to save you from worse problems and pain. Love doesn't lie, because truths that are kept silent become poison. We all have things in our character we need to change. So sooner or later, confrontation may be necessary. A close, strong relationship only grows out of deep trust built on honest communication. My friend needs to know I will always accept him, even if I don't approve of what he's doing. But remember, friendship is a two-way street, and the truth cuts both ways. So be willing to listen when a friend cares enough to confront you about something wrong in your life. One of the most important reasons God gave us friends is to help us grow and become more like him in our character. Jesus is the best friend you'll ever have. So won't you ask him to forgive you for your wrong ways of living and to take charge of your heart? Then he can start rebuilding you into the man or woman he made you to be. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.